Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our session number four, the Hour of Justice. I'm Catherine Alston Fitz. This panel or discussion will be reviving the Nuremberg Codex. And I cannot tell you how pleased I am to be joined by two people who I think of as not so much famous and accomplished professionals, but literally forces of nature. It's my pleasure to introduce you Vera Sharev, who is the founder and president of the Alliance for Human Research Protection. Vera has a long and distinguished career as a medical activist and has spoken very eloquently, including on informed consent. I think it's fair to say there's nobody who knows more about informed consent on medical intervention than Vera. And she has been a very powerful spokesperson. She survived as a child the Holocaust. And so she knows from when she speaks. We're delighted to have her join us. And for someone who truly needs no introduction at Doctors for COVID Exits, we are also joined by Sucharit Bhakti, who is an MD and Professor Emeritus of Medical Microbiology and Immunology and is the heart and soul of Doctors for COVID Ethics. So Vera and Sucharit, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So Vera, I'm going to start with you. You have been without fear. You have been so courageous about what is happening. And I would love for you to launch off this conversation with sort of your description of what has happened to you and what you were trying to accomplish.
Well, when I survived, especially by the time I came to New York, I was wondering, where was everybody? Where was everybody when the gates of hell were where I was from? So I guess that stayed with me so that when I see wrong, I can't keep quiet. But let me talk about informed consent. Universal right to informed consent to medical interventions has been recognized in United States law since 1914. In a New York case representing non-consensual surgery, Justice Benjamin Cardozo ruled that, and I quote, every human being of adult years and sound mind has a right to determine what shall be done with his own body. And a surgeon who performs an operation without his patient's consent commits an assault for which he is liable for damages. Unfortunately, the historic record demonstrates that the medical establishment, in concert with government, violated the right to informed consent with impunity. A continuing driving force has been the racist ideology of eugenics. Eugenics declares that people are genetically predisposed. Some are superior, others are genetically inferior. Therefore, they are expendable. The revelations uncovered during the Nazi war crime trials at Nuremberg, in particular, the revelations in the doctor's trial, brought the enormity of the ghastly crimes to public attention. It should be noted that neither the British nor the United States government officials in the State Department and Foreign Office wanted to convene a trial against Nazi officials for the magnitude of the crimes. Winston Churchill said they should be shot without the tangles of legal procedure. It was Vice President Harry Truman who vigorously opposed political expediency and insisted on some kind of trial. The significance of the Nuremberg crime trials, which lasted 3 years, from 1947 to 1949, is that for the first time in history, some of the principal architects of the war, the crimes, and the perpetrators of the atrocities were held to account. Nazi crimes against humanity did not fit under existing international conventions. The problem was solved by Raphael Lemkin, a Jewish-Polish jurist who had lost 46 family members in the Holocaust. Lemkin introduced the term genocide, racial ethnic murder, to establish crimes against humanity as an international crime. The concept of crimes against humanity embodies the idea that individuals who either make or follow illegitimate state policies can be held accountable by the international community. The Nuremberg trials held that indemnifying state leaders and those who obeyed them from liability is illegal. The Nuremberg Code is part of the verdict of the doctor's trial. It is the most important legal document in the history of medical ethics. For the first time in history, the right of the individual human being was given priority over the state. The Nuremberg Code established 10 enduring foundational legal principles of ethical clinical research. First and foremost is the right to voluntary informed consent, which is absolutely essential. The right of informed consent extended human rights beyond national borders. It applies in times of peace and in times of war. It had the multilateral agreement of the Allied governments, and it provides legal justification to litigate violations of informed consent. The tribunal cited non-consensual experiments such as the testing of drugs and vaccines for immunization against malaria, jaundice, typhus, smallpox, cholera, and others to justify the guilty verdicts. The Nuremberg Code asserts that human dignity is a moral imperative over and above state political expedience. Responsibility for the violations of informed consent rests upon individual doctors, individual government officials, and those who aid and abet them. Each of them can be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. It is especially shocking to me to bear witness to the collapse of democracy as governments worldwide adopt dictatorial tactics. They have used the pandemic as an opportunity to circumvent the limit of their legitimate constitutional authority. By declaring a state of emergency, they have suspended constitutionally protected freedom. Once again, as happened in Nazi Germany, public health officials, institutions, and the medical establishment are collaborating. They are using the psychological weapon of fear and sustained propaganda to maintain a state of public panic. A virus is being used as an excuse to demolish foundational, ethical, legal, and humanitarian values of a civilized society. It is a profound betrayal of trust for me to witness how the government of Israel is leading the way to catastrophe. The government consigned the entire Israeli population, including children, to serve as human guinea pigs in a mass, uncontrolled vaccination experiment. They were consigned without informed consent to be subjected to an experimental, minimally tested genetic technology that has never before been used in humans. Citizens who refuse to accept the experimental injection are being increasingly demonized as unsubordinate spreaders of the virus. Discriminatory policies are essentially creating a two-tier society, one privileged, the other underprivileged. Have Israeli government officials forgotten the history of the Jewish people and the country's raison d'etre, which is to serve as a refuge against discrimination? Under the Nazi regime, Jews were declared spreaders of disease and were sent to the gas chambers. I want to just bring a sense of reality. This is from Paul Craig Roberts, who was the former Assistant Secretary of Treasury under President Ronald Reagan. And he said, from the beginning, COVID has been a conspiracy against health and life. COVID is a profit-making agenda and an agenda for increasing arbitrary government power over people. There should be massive lawsuits and massive arrests of those who block effective COVID cures and impose a deadly vaccine.
Ira, thank you. Sucharat, your turn.
Well, it's been such a moving, these are some of the most moving minutes. Thank you. You know, I come to you now as a Thai who came to Germany with only with knowledge from the history books. I never thought that anything like what had happened 90 years ago could ever be repeated again. And when this happened, and this is happening right now, it's happening here, it's happening all over the world, it has happened in Israel. I asked myself, are we going to have to relive and revive Nuremberg? Because according to my understanding, what is now being done by the Germans, but also by the Israel, not the normal Israelis, but the ruling Israelis, is the same thing again. And that's why I was asking myself, you know, is Nuremberg going to, are we going to have a Nuremberg 2? Or is Nuremberg going to be too small? Because the whole world is involved. And you may know that I said something very undiplomatic. I said that the people of Israel are the most brilliant, the most intelligent in the world. But unfortunately, they are also the best students and learners. And I'm being prosecuted for that now in Germany as an anti-Semite. I was crying for the Israeli people who phoned me, who mailed to me and say, our children are being vaccinated. We are in the living hell. And I dared to say this. And now people are saying that I, whose heart has always been with Israel and with your people, Vera, I'm without words. Thank you so much for what you said, because what you said confirms everything that I have been thinking.
I wish it wasn't true.
Well, I think you both are so brave. Before we close, I would just ask you, I am always inspired, Vera, by you, and Sucharat by you, and your courage and what you have done for this last more than a year now. And you seem to be without hesitation, just like many of the people who've spoken today. What can you do to help our audience realize that they, in one sense, we have nothing to lose by doing everything we can now? How can we help people get out of their fear?
By telling them that they should sit down and think and talk to each other and talk to each other and realize that either we are right or we are not right. Imagine that we are right. Then everything is finished. and we can all rejoice with each other. If we are wrong, then the narrative will go on and the suffering will go on. But if they think that they want it, they can do it. However, don't get our children involved. Leave our children out of this, because they cannot be informed, they are not being informed, and therefore you are violating the Nuremberg Codex and you will be brought to justice.
I think that the problem is that people don't believe that the evil that is really upon us can possibly be true. They think that if they just go along, okay, so we'll be another week, you know, that we can't move around freely. Oh, we'll another few days with masks, but then everything will be normal. No, 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 no. If you allow it to go on now, it will never get better. Right. You will be in a much weaker position. And I do want to say one more thing, which is very difficult, but people need to think about it. At the end of the Holocaust, right? Still, there were some survivors, right? And the survivors were rescued by Allied armies. There are no Allied armies anywhere. If this civilization goes down, it is the end. There are no rescuers. You have to be your own rescuer of your own children.
Well, Vera and Sutra, thank you very, very much. Vera, would you stay on for the next? We're moving to the Hour of Justice with Dr. Reiner Fulmich. And Sutra, I will see you for the final panel discussion. Thank you both very, very, very much.